Jaina laid the weapons and comlinks on the floor of Myrta's bed, at the same time saying, "Look, I'm sorry about what happened on Nickel One." She pulled the blanket back and unbuckled the restraining cuff. "But I thought you were dead. It might have been nice if you had checked," Myrta said. "You could have put a bolt through my head and spared me this." Myrta raised her hand and gestured at her motionless body. And then Jaina understood why only one hand had been restrained. Her heart sank.
"Oh, Myrta, I'm so sorry."
Jaina shook her head.
"I can't get you out of here."
Myrta nodded.
"I know who you came for. The only thing I can't figure out is what you're doing in here."
Jaina pulled the rest of the restraints from the storage bin under Myrta's bed and began to buckle the unconscious guards to the empty bed.
"If I make it, I'll try to come back for you." "If you make it, I'll be so happy I won't care," Myrta said. "But there is something you should know. It may help you with Kaidus."
"Thanks," Jaina said. "I'll take all the help I can." Myrta did not continue, and Jaina looked to find the Mandalorian studying her.
"You have to do some things for me," Myrta said. "If you survive, I mean. You have to promise."
"Maybe," Jaina said cautiously. "What do you have in mind?"
"You have to warn Babu Weir,"
Myrta said, using the Mandoa word for her grandfather.
"The Moffs took some of my blood. They've designed a nano-killer for him."
Jaina nodded.
"I can do that."
Myrta's eyes grew as dead and cold as Fett's.
"And you have to tell him he deserves it. That he did this to me. Promise?"
"Okay, if I make it," Jaina said.
"I promise."
"Good."
When Myrta looked back toward Jaina, a certain sad peace had returned to her face. But she did not look grateful. Far from it. She raised the one arm she could move, pointing it at one of the blaster rifles Jaina had laid on the foot of her bed.
"And the last thing, it's easy."
Jaina looked at the blaster rifle and knew she could not make the deal.
"No, Myrta, I'm not going to do that. Even if I don't make it, I don't think your grandfather really believes..." "Jaina, it's not for that."
Myrta pointed at the three prisoners Jaina had tied to the bed.
"When they wake up, I'm going to need a way to keep them quiet for you."
Jaina breathed a sigh of relief, then placed the blaster rifles and comlinks on the bed where Myrta could reach them.
"Good point.
Thanks."
"You're welcome,"
Myrta said.
"Now, the thing you need to know about your brother. He underestimates you. He's convinced you couldn't have taken his arm, at least not alone. He thinks Luke was with us."
Jaina paused, recalling Kaidus' confusion at the end of the battle.
"Maybe Luke was there."
Myrta shook her head.
"He wasn't. I was conscious most of the time, and I didn't see him."
She waved the blaster muzzle at the door.
"Now get out of here. You've only got an hour before my next meds are due. And no offense, but I don't want you as a roommate."
"No problem. We'd probably kill each other."
Jaina patted Myrta on the arm, then turned toward the door.
"May the Force be with you, Myrta."
"Yeah, sure, Jedi," Myrta said. "Shoot straight and run fast."
Jaina slipped out of the cell and closed the door behind her. Jaina hadn't even taken three steps when the muffled zing of a blaster discharge sounded from inside Myrta's cell. She stopped, her heart dropping with shock and disbelief, then heard two more discharges and realized it wasn't Myrta she should have been worried about. Criffing Mandalorians.